Nearly 30 million Americans who got extra government help with grocery bills during the pandemic will soon see that aid shrink. Ellen Vollinger with the nonprofit Food Research and Action Center says extra food stamps will end after February's payments.
The average amount that the SNAP participant gets per day will be about $6.
This will impact people like 21-year-old Jacqueline Benitez, a preschool teacher in Bellflower, California.
It's really difficult to try to, afford food. So SNAP has helped me so much in that way.
Benitez was previously homeless and now lives in a subsidized one-bedroom apartment. She expects a significant cut in food benefits.
Making sure that it's really just the essentials and I'm not getting as many snacks, which I mean, is okay, but it's a little stressful.
The rollback comes during a time when inflation remains elevated and food prices are still high. I'm Ed Donahue.